Good afternoon. Police used batons yesterday to prevent protesters from clashing with supporters of the far-right Vox Party, which chose to hold a campaign rally in a traditional left-wing district of Madrid. Scuffles started when the national leader of Vox, Santiago Abascal, approached a crowd gathered to protest at the party's rally in the working-class Vallecas neighbourhood. Riot police charged several hundred protesters to keep them away from Abascal and other members of his party who were campaigning ahead of the May 4th regional elections in the capital. Vox is hoping to get enough support to prove key to the Conservative Popular Party staying in power in the region. The Prime Minister is embarking on a mini tour of two African nations that are key in the new push to bolster ties with the neighbouring continent and mitigate migration flows. Pedro Sanchez, who travels with representatives of a dozen Spanish companies, is scheduled to meet Angola's president during his stop off in Luanda today and with Senegal's president in Dakar tomorrow. He will preside over business meetings in both countries and pay a visit to Spanish police working with Senegalese counterparts to crack down on human trafficking across the West African coast. Africa has proportionately reported fewer coronavirus cases and deaths than Europe, but officials in Madrid fear that the fallout of lockdowns in jobs and the shockwaves of the global economic slump could send even more Africans on the perilous journey to the European shores, many of them via Spain. While Spain waits with bated breath to see if the country can pull off its ambitious vaccine campaign, the regional president of the Madrid government, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, has once again come under fire for allegedly entering into talks to secure doses of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine before it's been granted European approval and without checking in with the central government delegates. The issue has caused Ms. Ayuso and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to once again be at loggerheads. He has publicly and severely criticised the regional president on numerous occasions for taking matters into her own hands rather than adhering to national protocols. However, Ms. Ayuso has unsurprisingly defended the move. Whilst Mr. Sanchez reiterated the need for all governments, both regional and national, to approach the coronavirus pandemic and vaccination plan in solidarity, other politicians openly condemned Madrid's talks with Russian vaccine manufacturers. Meanwhile, the head of the Andalusia regional government has said that if the supply of coronavirus vaccines from the central government doesn't improve, the region will consider going it alone and sourcing its own vaccines. Juanma Moreno was speaking in Cadiz yesterday when he admitted that he finds the slow arrival of doses to the region infuriating and called on the Prime Minister to pressure the European Union to get more doses. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.